morning mess here. We're hanging out. Going to open up these phone lines. 602-805-0101. Speaking of fathers or baby daddies, I was catching up with the ex, and we were talking about her friends right now. She has a group of new friends I really don't know. You know, we've been divorced for years now, so I'm trying to get to know some of them. And co-parenting is going great. You know, people always wonder, since everyone has listened to me for years on the radio about my kids and my ex-wife, and you know, me and Amber are fine, co-parenting great, and we had a good laugh, which is always nice to have, you know, when you're dealing with an ex, about how one of her friends saves her baby daddy on her phone.
Okay,
so call in, ladies. What have you saved your baby daddy's name in your phone as? Because one of her friends, she was laughing, and I'm like, okay, what is it? And she's like, one of the girls' baby daddy's name in her phone, one of her girls, it says baby daddy number one.
Oh, gosh.
Number one.
Number one. I'm like, okay. Then she's laughing even harder. She's like, one of my friends caught her baby daddy on her phone, saves it as my bad.
My bad.
My bad. So every time it rings, says my bad. I'm like, wait, what do you have me saved as? She used to save me as BD, just baby daddy, which I thought was rude. I'm like, really? I have a name? But we had that conversation. We didn't want to disrespect each other, because when we're with our kids, you know, your kids, they will borrow your phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted to have my kids pick up the phone or see her calling and it says baby mama.
Yeah.
But that was kind of ghetto. Mm-hmm. And then she had me as BD. So she just changes it to Joey. I just put hers as Amber Lee, her first and last name. But we had a good laugh at it, how we were at that place where you were just baby mama and baby daddy. But I feel like a lot of ladies in the Valley of the Sun, you're listening right now, you're probably laughing right now. You're not at that good place with your baby daddy, because, I don't know, he hasn't been around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the situation, but let's have fun with this. Call into the show,
602-805-0101.
What do you have your baby daddy's name saved at in your phone? JD, your mom and your dad divorced. Did she save your dad her phone as something other than his name?
Fam, they just deleted each other's number. Really? They don't have anything. Remember, I mean, I brought this up last year to the show. My parents, before I had got them together for a dinner, they hadn't talked in 20 years. But I do have a friend that has their baby daddy saved as Hannah Montana because he lives a double life.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that'd be good for the girly pop.
Yeah. Hannah Montana.
I like that.
Can you imagine you're just with your friend, the phone ring says Hannah Montana?
Well, and you probably think it's a girl, and they're like, wait, who's Hannah Montana? Oh, it's my baby daddy.
Yeah. Yo, some of the funniest people I ever met is a scorned baby mama. Oh, my God. They have fun with that, don't
those
they?
Those group chats? I know y'all be saying some things in there.
Oh, yeah. Don't do the girlies wrong, because we will flame you in the group chat.
I'm sure, you know, they all had a brainstorm session there.
Uh-huh. Like, girl, you know, baby daddy number one? Yeah, girl, what happened? Well, he ran into my bad. And now you just know him as nicknames. So let's take some phone calls. Looks like we're got Caitlin on hold here. Caitlin and Glendale. Baby daddy's name, what do you got him saved as?
So for my baby daddy, in my phone, I have him saved as George Washington.
George Washington. Okay.
Yeah, because he comes around like once every quarter.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Just in case you don't know, JD, George Washington's on a quarter.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah. I don't worry about coins. I carry real currency.
That's funny. Does he know?
He doesn't know. You know, we call him the president instead of dad, because I don't really want to deal with that in my house.
Got you.
Well, right. I will say, it'd be a compliment if you called me George Washington. First president, leader, was in charge of the Declaration of Independence.
All right. Okay. Now you're nerding out over history, yeah. JD. We
on
get it.
On the dollar.
What happened in the relationship? Why is he just baby daddy?
He didn't want to get a job. So, you know, if he wants to stay living with his mom and stay unemployed.
Yeah.
I gotta do what's right for my kid and for me and, you know, leave him in 1890, whatever.
1890, whatever. Sounds about right.
I get all the puns. Okay.
All right. George Washington is on the board. Thank you, hon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We got you, hon. All right.
602-805-0101.
What do you have your baby daddy's name saved as in your phone, ladies?